call. Then icing the puck is the River Kings. McNeish is Tudich giving chase. Bennett thought about covering, but then left it in back of the goal. Big collision behind the goal as McNeish has to get, picks up the puck. He has it. Swatch player trying to get up, and he does. Shot about the slot from Greisland. Shot up into the netting and stop. It's a play. 11:06 to go as Nelson, or Wisen, excuse me, for the Squatch. He's a little slow. He got hit hard, grabbing his jaw a little bit, so he's got to have a seat and just make sure he's okay. I hope he is. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. As we come up, 11:06 left to go in regulation. 6-1, Squatch over the Kings. As we have a whistle, a little bit of hard words between the Squatch and the River Kings. As we have Sinclair and Obstfelder having words. As officials getting Sinclair out of there. Schneider now taking over the role for the watch in the faceoff circle. Glove side of Bennett. Telling Sinclair, get out of the circle. And he does. And goes. They all crash in there. Faceoff controlled by Rapids. Bulldog holds the blue line. Shot redirected out in front. Puck is loose. And it's being laid on there by Bennett. A lot of push and shoving there as Bennett just lays down, covering the puck, preventing it from getting in there, and he did. He stopped it with about 6 inches, not even. So great job by Bennett. Heads up, just drop the stick and lay down, and you will get the stoppage. And we have another stoppage here. 10:55 left to go in regulation. Another faceoff coming to the glove side of Bennett. Obstfelder facing off. I believe that is going to be up against, I believe that is Cybulski from the Ukraine. The puck was controlled and then sent up into the netting. We got another stoppage, 10:50 to go. A lot of faceoffs here coming to the glove side of Bennett. 6-1 hockey game, Minnesota over Rapids. 24-23 shot advantage for Minnesota. Rapids wins that. Shot wide of the mark by Anderson. Minnesota player goes down, slow to get up. That appears to be Bowden. Shot, loose puck bouncing there as the net comes off its moorings yet again as we got an icing call. 10:33 remaining in the contest. Minnesota players arguing a case for something. Not quite sure what it was. Not quite sure what it would be. I don't know unless they feel that something was not called. But either way, we get another faceoff, but this time to the blocker side of Bennett, who's had an outstanding night. 22 saves on 23 shots faced. One of the top goalies in the league, that's for sure. So is Deacon Shaw, just having a little rough night tonight. His faceoff, that is kind of up for grabs yet and sent up by the Squatch. Out of play, 10:29 to go. It's just a little disjointed play here now as officials need a new puck. As we will be having a face-off back again to the glove side of Bennett. Under 10.5 to go. 6-1 lead, Minnesota. Thanks for joining us here on Flow Hockey. 105.5 WIRI and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Face-off controlled by Rapids. Allstrand shot. Big blocker save. Straight up into the rafters off the ceiling. And we got another stoppage. 10:23 left to go. Minnesota up 6-1. Over the River Kings. I think we've had about six faceoffs here in about 27 or 37 seconds. Moonlight's wasting. As we have a faceoff this time back to the blocker side of Bennett. And a big belly save there by Bennett. So another stoppage. This time 2 seconds ran off. 10:21 left to go in regulation. So another face-off. Sound like DJ Khaled. And another one. And another one. As we, hey, we're still playing here. 10-16 left to go. Minnesota with the ball. Lieb, or with the puck. It's not ball. Lieb. He brings it up center. Pass up to McLeand. Far side. Battling for it. Collision in the corner. Rapids trying to get the puck out. Anderson near side. Cross-ice pass over to Bulldog. Bulldog sends it in. Glove saved by Bennett, and that's what he's going to do. 10:55 to go in regulation. Minnesota still up 6-1. 25 shot advantage to 24 for Wisconsin Rapids. It's been pretty even though Rapids just had a three-shot second period. Not exactly sure what Coach Peckman would really want to say, but either way, we play on. Faceoff was to the blocker side of Bennett. Rapids, Atkins behind the cage. Tries to send out front. Nobody can get a stick on it. Now O'Connor for the squatch. He gets it as Lutfulin takes O'Connor out of the play. Little hip check. Ilian near side. Brings it up from Diamond. Shot. Big rebound by Bennett. Ilian still with the puck. Stops at the circle. Knocks it around the boards. Ilian in the circle. Atkins with it. Drop pass back to Ilian. Can't get through the official. It's just price you pay sometimes. It's Ilian. Tried to send it back. Back pass to the slot. Defense got there first. It's Lutfulin. He's tied up in the corner. Kerr brings it. Stops. A little collision behind the goal. Now it's up. Thompson brings it up for Minnesota. Flanked by Plank. Big hit. Fireboards. Puck goes back loose. Neutral ice. Kerr and Gould in the defensive zone. Kerr darn near loses his edge. And Atkins gets there first. Battling against Thompson. Thompson knocks it back. Defensive zone. Right in front of the Minnesota bench. Bounce off official and the boards. Beauchamp. He picks it up. Brings it into the zone. Pass the blue line. Has a puck. Circle. Got pushed too wide. Couldn't get a shot. Stops. Gets around the board. Stop. Goes back the other way. Back center attempt. It was Atkins. Center attempt. Right to Diamond. Couldn't get it as there will be a checking from behind. I believe that will be checking from behind. We'll double check. As it will be a penalty coming up against Minnesota. As that is Gould going to the box. Number 11, Jeb Gould, 5'11", 175, Sugarland, Texas product. It's a slash, actually. So it wasn't exactly a call I thought it would be, but 11:36, Rapids power play. Anderson from the far side, shot. Bounces off the leg pad of Bennett and then sent the length of the ice as Minnesota, they kill that initial charge by the River Kings. Minnesota up 6-1 over the River Kings. Not having a very good night for Rapids as Minnesota's played about as well as they could ask for. The trip over from that state west of here as puck was just wide of that post. A little complacency by Bennett. Maybe he just misread the angle. But we play on. It's Allstrand inside the blue line. Bulldog back to Allstrand. Well, aggressive forecheck here by Minnesota as they're not giving Rapids much room to really set up and pass or try to establish a shot. As Obstfelder, far side, back over to Schweitzer. Obstfelder, pass back out to Anderson. Big rebound wide of the goal. Holding the post is Bennett. Back centering opportunity. That's Anderson. Down by Schweitzer. Doorstep. Turned away by the defense. Schweitzer, he keeps possession. Obstfelder behind the goal. Back up top. Allstrand. Allstrand skates to his left. Stops. Centering attempt going to Obstfelder on the opposite side. He can't get there as Rapids trying to hold the zone, and they do. Obstfelder back over to Schweitzer behind the goal. Anderson just inside the blue line. Back down, Obstfelder behind the goal. Trying to get a little bit of a Gretzky goal off the back of Bennett. Which, play on, as there's a shot. Big rebound. Puck is loose. Held in by Anderson. Allstrand holds it. Back to Anderson on the far side. Puck is loose. Picked up by the Squatch as they clear the zone. Allstrand with it to 7 seconds on the Skinner advantage. 6.5 to go in the game. as Obstfelder sends up ahead to Allstrand. Allstrand, center ice to Anderson, and that is the end of that power play. Rapids had chances, just couldn't get good on it as Obstfelder swoops in, gets a puck that was just sitting there outside the blue line. Everybody's onside. Tudich, shot, bouncing out behind the goal. Cooper with it now, fakes his left, goes right, shot, right at the bottom of the circle was Obstfelder. Turned down away was Bennett as he had that bottom part of the net just sealed off. Denti backhands it back into the zone, under six to play. Minnesota up 6-1 as Minnesota now just playing a little bit of keep away. They've got the game in hand if you believe that Rapids can't score. Five goals in about 5 minutes as we have a whistle, stoppage of play. 5:43 left to go. Thanks again for joining us here on Flow Hockey, Scotts Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Really appreciate you guys joining us tonight, and every time we got a home game. If you can't make it to the rink alone, at least you can join us here as there's a face-off, and it will be sent back. We got a whistle. That's going to be going the other way. Not sure on what the call was. A slash coming up against Minnesota. It's matching penalties, I believe, as Denti. Maybe Denti, and I didn't catch the number there. It's O'Connell. Thank you, Art. It's O'Connell. He's going to the box as well, as we will be having some four-on-four hockey coming up. Just trying to get everything set up. So with that, four-on-four hockey opens up the ice a little bit as we wait for the official call here from the PA announcer. So Denti slash as Rapids trying to get the puck down deep, and they do. And Grant O'Connor, his penalty is a slash, so a couple slashes. 14, 18 times of the penalty. So we've got 5 minutes left to go. And it's matching penalties, 4-on-4. As Rapids holding a 29-24 shot advantage. You just can't get anything in that net other than that one goal just 22 seconds into the second period. Minnesota has the puck. Lieb gets it into the zone. As I said, 4-on-4 hockey. So there's a lot of open ice out there. As Gould has it. Back pass to Kerr. Rapids trying to pick the pocket. McNeish can't quite get there as he's just playing the body. Now Thompson, he got hit by McNeish. He goes to the bench. Minnesota brings the puck into the zone. Out front is Turco, and big save there by Guillaume. And there we have another stoppage. 4:30 to go in this contest. Minnesota up 6-1 over the River Kings. Again, this is just night one of two between these teams. And potentially series two of three, as the teams might face for the right to go to nationals come later up, later on, February and March. But got a lot of hockey to go play through before we get there. As puck is now in the Rapids offensive zone. Raffert stops, spins. There's 30 seconds left on the 4-on-4 hockey play. Garcia with the puck behind the squatch net. Nobody there on the far side of the blue line. Raffert gets there first. They'll retain possession for Rapids. Minnesota gets possession, stays onside as Atkins back across to Ilian. Cale Ilian behind the goal, steps up, brings a puck up, middle ice, stops, sends it down behind the goal. Now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey, 3.5 to go. In the game, 6-1 lead, Minnesota over Rapids, and Rapids cannot hold the zone. No icing, as there is a race for it right now, folks, as Raffert tying up near corner. It was with Koleslav. A little bit of physicality there. Puck wide of the mark. As puck sent back in, tried to get a doorstep there by Minnesota. Could not do it. Just wide of the mark as we send the puck down length of the ice, and there will be an icing. 3:04 to go as officials saying, no, no, no line change, no line change. And there is not, as we get closer and closer to the final gun of this contest. Minnesota up 6-1 over the River Kings. 3:04 to go. Rapids enjoying a 29-25 shot advantage. They just can't get them in the net. Anion Bennett, outstanding night tonight. 28 saves to this point. As Diamond out there against Bjork. One by Rapids, Ilian. One on two. Breaks into the zone, flanked by Diamond. High slot, turns the circle, turned wide by the defense. Minnesota back on the attack. Pulslav. Diamond up to Allstrand. Right idea, just couldn't get it done. Is under 3 minutes to go in the contest. Kolislav, Elib giving chase as we got a stoppage. As I believe the puck went up into the netting, so we got a stoppage of play. As 2:37 remains in this game. Game one of the weekend series. Minnesota with a line change. Guillaume Turcotte came in relief of Deacon Shaw, who maybe, well, got to face it, just didn't have a good night tonight. Everyone's bound to have one from time to time. Everybody, I don't care what you do, hockey, football, basketball, sometimes you just don't have it. Tonight, Deacon just did not. Well, it's not just him. It's the River Kings in total just did not have it, as Minnesota did. Outstanding job by the Squatches. Anderson gets puck into the zone. Drop pass over to Allstrand. He can't quite keep possession of it. Minnesota's there. Obstfelder centering a pass. Slowed down by the defense and kicked out of the zone. It's redirected and deflected off the River Kings. Lutfulin, he gets there first, and there will be a penalty coming up. Again, that'll probably be a trip coming up. Double-check that call, however, as trying to get the correct number. Yep, it will be a trip as Minnesota is giving Rapids a chance at the power play. And they're sending in number 22, and that is Spencer Thompson. And that's the trip, as it's 17:50, time of the penalty. Rapids, power play for 2 minutes of the last 2:10, unless they score. We'll see what happens. This faceoff is won by Rapids. Obstfelder sent over to the near side. Allstrand at the top of the circles, then down low. Schweitzer back to Allstrand. Allstrand, top of the slot. Back over to Allstrand at the circle. Blocked by the defense. Minnesota, they are breaking out. Going up the other way. That is Lieb as he gets pushed off the puck by Obstfelder. Obstfelder comes up near side. He's flanked by Tudich. Trailed by Schweitzer. Obstfelder gets into the slot. Schweitzer holds his own. Minnesota then gets there first. Kicks it out. As they are breaking out here as they try to crash home. They cannot. Big stop there by Guillaume. Turcotte. Rapids back on the attack. Schweitzer is trying to take it up. He cannot. He gets ridden off the puck. Back around the defense. Snifty move there by the Squatch. They send the puck up across and over into the netting. And we get a stoppage of play. 1:18 left to go in the game. 1:08 left to go in the skater advantage for Rapids. I just think both teams are just kind of going through the motions here for the last little bit of game. Minnesota, well, they don't need to score. But I'm sure they won't stop if they get the opportunity, as Rapids is trying to get this a little closer and get some momentum for tomorrow. Big game tomorrow, 7 p.m. Join us here at Southwood County Recreation Center or listen on 105.5 WIRI, Blow Hockey, Times Rapids Community Media. Raffert with the puck behind the goal, 1:10 left to go. Far side, Denty brings it into the zone. Cooper was there, no offsides, whistled. Denty battling. He's tied up in the corner. Cooper tries to drop pass it back. Puck's bouncing around as Cooper gets a stoppage as there is a hand pass being whistled. 51.3 seconds remaining in the contest. 41 seconds to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings. A few other games going on tonight. Havoc at Steele County. The Mullets at the Blue Ox. And the Ducks at the Express. Should all be some pretty good games going on there. Some lower tier and mid tier games. Or is this one, can't argue it, it's top tier, top two teams. As Raffert comes up near side, stops, 41 seconds, excuse me. Raffert, shot, redirect at the slot, save there by Bennett. 30 shots on goal in the game. Raffert just can't get him through. As Bulldog, cross-ice pass to Raffert. Raffert stops, backs off a little bit. Atkins in the slot, getting beat up on. As puck is cleared back out, but held by Raffert. No high stick is whistled. 15 seconds to go, four on the skater advantage. Rapids with the opportunity, but just wide of the net. Denti can't quite get home. As 7 seconds to go, 5 seconds, and this will be the game. As Denti, 3-2-1, and there is your horn, and there is your game. And that is a 6-1 victory for the Minnesota Squatch. Not the way that Wisconsin Rapids wanted things to go, but that's how she went either way, no matter what they wanted. So, game started halfway through the first period. Ellingson got his first goal of the game unassisted, 7:43. Then less than 3 minutes later, Ellingson got his second goal, 10:12 time of the goal, power play, Minnesota's first power play goal of the game with an assist to Sinclair. That was how the first period ended, 2-0 lead for the Squatch. Second period, Rapids started fast. As 2 seconds in, Schweitzer got a goal, assist to Beauchamp and Tudich. But just 30 seconds later, Minnesota responded. Koleslav got a score at 50 seconds, assist to Bonifay. And then the second goal for the Squatch in the period, 9:20 by Schneider. With assists to Cybulski and Kerr, another power play goal. They've had two on the power play today. Minnesota, they really kind of slammed things home with a goal just 16 seconds into the third period by Sinclair, and added one more by Plank later in the period. And that is how you got a score of 6-1. Wisconsin Rapids, however, did get an advantage of 30-26 shots on goal. Deacon Shaw made 17 saves in the period, or in his two periods of action, two plus periods. But the name of the game here was Anion Bennett. Anion Bennett, outstanding night for the young man as he stopped 29 of 30 shots faced in the game. So, teams are doing their post-game prayer, putting the rivalry on the sideline and taking an E for the greater good as we will be ending our broadcast here just in a couple seconds. So, I want to thank Art and Carl on the cameras here. Awesome job as always. Aiden, thanks a lot. Congratulations on your first real big game here some color. Did a good job. Anything that you would like to say heading into that game tomorrow? It's a big one.
All I know is that the boys better get some good rest, get a good meal in the morning, and we'll be right back at it tomorrow.
All right, so with that, thank you, Aiden. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hopefully see you soon. Carl, Art, great job as always. Matt, awesome job. And Seth Habiger, back at the studio. Amazing job as always, buddy. Always good to work with you. We'll see you in the morning for Wisconsin Rapids Red Raider hockey that is on air. Puck drop, 12:30 against the Barron Co-op. So I'll be bringing the action then. And then the nightcap, 7 p.m., Wisconsin Rapids River Kings in the series finale against these Squatch. So for myself, Mike Comer, thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Be safe out there. And we'll see you again tomorrow on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
I ought to get my money back. But someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing Jay. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm a, my, all right. Got a good old friend.
105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
Swinging doors, B&D kicks and done. good time. I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap, sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I, and a M and a E, and a good time. Good time. I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, time for a good time. Oh, turn it up now. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E, that spells good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend, I'm tired, I don't want to sleep, and I want to have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
CBS News Brief. Firefighters are in their fourth day of battling wildfires in Southern California that have killed at least 11 people in the Los Angeles County area. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rena Nakano says an overnight curfew is now in effect in the evacuation areas.
Curfew means no one in, no one out, even if you are a resident, unfortunately. And this isn't to inconvenience residents. It's really to protect your homes.
After hearing oral arguments, Supreme Court justices appear likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. in just 9 days. CBS's Erica Brown.
ByteDance could sell to halt the ban. A privately funded group, including Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, announced it wants to purchase TikTok, but ByteDance has said it will not sell.
No prison sentence for President-elect Donald Trump in his New York so-called hush money case, but the judge brands Trump a convicted felon ahead of this month's inauguration. Trump insisting,
I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong.
And he says he will appeal. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, becoming breezy and colder. High early in the day in the upper 20s, then temps falling. And even colder for Monday and Tuesday. It's 24 right now.
tune, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. Died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life.
And on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Coming through. fireflies in the air. The night's still young, never gonna get old living for today. Like there's no tomorrow, follow the grooves, the tires and the grass. Staying on the gas like we're never coming back.
T-shirt and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, that yes and no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. We take our kids down there one day, and I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight overnight to paradise late tonight, and I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know
I got some big, big plans.
She don't know.
Side the sink, Johnny Emerald Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy forehand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan.
down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
She don't know I got some big. She finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. I got some big, big plans.
She don't know. She don't know.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey